It's official. We now live in a place where it's okay to throw a big party and pat yourself on the back for finishing in second place and in third place. Wow. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by soon. Our guest this hour is the one and only Wolfgang Puck. Do you get upset when people are coming over? You're going to have a few people over for dinner, maybe a barbecue. I don't know. Wolfgang is cooking for 1,500 people this weekend. That's right. It's Oscars time, and Wolfgang is back 22nd consecutive time. He is preparing the food for the Governor's Ball. That's the official post-Oscars party and celebration. It's quite a dinner. We'll talk to Wolfgang about it and a whole lot more. And then we introduce a new segment to the show. We call it Audio Hashtag. It's one of these quick, witty things that we throw out there. Encourage you to tweet us back on social media. Give us your ideas, but we'll give you ours first. This week's Audio Hashtag will be things you never want your Airbnb host to say. And then it will be an expanded entertainment report with Christina because, yes, it is Oscars Sunday. We start things off this hour with the Nevada caucuses from earlier in the week and another win for Donald Trump. And isn't it getting a little bit almost comedic that both Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio come out and they have these giant celebrations for finishing either second or third? Oh, we're making our mark. They're not stopping us now. Really? Do you actually see a path where either Cruz or Rubio gets the nomination at this point? Now, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I'm not talking politics. I'm just talking about what this looks like, the optics, as they say. Trump has won everything except Iowa, and he's positioned to have a huge Super Tuesday. If he has a huge Super Tuesday, it's done. Because do you see guys like Cruz and even Rubio going up into the Northeast and beating Trump there in Republican primaries? No. Trump's going to be the nominee no matter what you think, no matter what you think of him, his politics, whatever. It doesn't matter if you're going to support Hillary or Bernie Sanders. Trump's going to be the GOP nominee, and that's just the way it is. The other thing is, when you're at an Oscars party tonight, if you're going out for the evening, maybe you're going to hang with people. Isn't it interesting how everyone becomes a film expert on Oscars Sunday? Oh, I've seen all the films. I know everything he's done. I know everything he's directed, and I know everything about all of these pictures up for Best Picture. So here's an idea. Get into a conversation with someone who you can tell is full of popcorn, so to speak, and throw out some names and just see how they comment. But don't throw out real names. Make something up. But you got to be able to sell it, okay? You got to be get your acting skills out. Walk up to somebody this evening, if you're hanging out somewhere watching the Oscars, and say, you know, I tell you, I've seen some really good performances, but Michael Wellesley in The Lagoon of Death, I mean, that guy was just amazing. And someone undoubtedly will say, that is an incredible performance. You know, he's terrific. I like everything he's done. Trouble is, there is no such person as Michael Wellesley as an actor, and there is no such film as The Lagoon of Death. Same thing on the female side. Walk up to a bunch of ladies and, you know, they're talking about, oh, Kate Winslet, she's amazing. But go up to these people tonight, or even this afternoon, whenever you're going to have your little Oscars get together, and say, you know, for my money, Gigi Pfeiffer in Cinnamon Meadow, hands down, she's got to win. I guarantee you, somebody's going to say, oh, she's fantastic. I love her. She's terrific at everything she does. Problem is, there is no actress named Gigi Pfeiffer, and there is no film called Cinnamon Meadow, and I don't even know what a Cinnamon Meadow is. Just some crazy notes I took before we went on the air here. So, but do that. Have fun at these parties and expose people for the phonies that they really are. And then if you want to, you'll probably get kicked out of the party and not invited back next year, but who cares? Then you can say, ha ha, I made it up. There is no such person. Enjoy Oscar Sunday, the night when the pretentiousness is so thick, you can cut it with a knife. Stay with us. Wolfgang Puck, he's going to be using a knife and a lot more tonight. He's next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenke.
America Weekend.
Where Are They Now? With Ahmad Rashad.
This defenseman led Team Canada to an Olympic gold medal in 2002. He was the 2004 Defenseman of the Year and the MVP of the 2007 Stanley Cup playoffs.
Niedermeyer, he can fly. Niedermeyer, we share the trailer. Niedermeyer just missed. Niedermeyer scores!
So, where is Scott Niedermeyer now? Scott's first team, the New Jersey Devils, retired his number 27 jersey in 2011. His coaching career began when the Anaheim Ducks hired him in 2013 as an assistant coach. Scott has shown concern for global warming and strongly supports the green environment movement, even going as far as driving a hybrid.
The Prius that I have driven the last couple of years here has been fun. And obviously with the price of gas as well, it's kind of easier to go to the pump and you don't feel as bad filling up.
Scott Niedermeyer, making the world a better place, 1 mile at a time. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. San Diego, on the border with Mexico, has built the state's first desalinization plant, which takes seawater from the Pacific Ocean, removes the salt, and uses the water for irrigation and general consumer use. At issue is the 300 million gallons of seawater pulled from the Pacific, which often contain fish and massive volumes of sea life trapped in the plant's intake valves. The plan now? To establish a restoration project to replace or regrow that marine life. To match the numbers getting sucked into the plant's feeder tubes. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.